We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Leaving a grocery cart in a parking lot, bumping a call straight to voicemail, drinking milk past its expiration. Our world is overflowing with savages. Team PXY explores the fine line of acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery. It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
All right, here we go. Today's Savage or Sensible. It's already got some people all riled up on Facebook, as expected. Look, not bringing this up to just stir the pot and get people shouting at each other. It's a legitimate question. Savage or Sensible, calling out someone in public for not wearing a mask or wearing one incorrectly. I'm sure I've been in this position. Breeze, you were talking yesterday on the show how you've been in the position before where you're out somewhere, maybe you're sitting in a restaurant, and you see someone who's just, or you go to the grocery store, and there's always a couple of people, right, who are just, yeah, not, I'm the exception to the rule. I don't need to follow
the rules. It's not like those people don't know, because they have the mask in hand and they know that they're supposed to be wearing it. They just are waiting for someone to come up and be like, hey, sir, can you put your mask on?
But there are certainly people out there who they don't even have it with them. They're just, doesn't do anything.
We call them no mask.
Yes. Yeah, that's what we call
the
them.
The old
sure.
No mask.
Yeah, the old no mask. So the question is, can you say something to that person? Right? And look, the comments on Facebook already coming through. I already expected this one. Jen says, Savage, worry about yourself. And that is something I want to harp on right now.
Okay.
Because I think saying something, it is worrying about yourself. Because you not wearing a mask, believe it or not, affects more than just you.
Sure.
It affects everyone.
At the end of the day, isn't for you at all.
Right.
It's not actually to protect yourself. It's to protect everyone else around you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if the mask was just for your own personal safety and it had nothing to do with anyone around you, I can see why people would be like, well, I'm going to do what's best for me and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
But that's not the point of the mask.
Right. Like,
and
so
that has never been the point of the mask.
I've been making the analogy of if someone's on the corner smoking a cigarette, right? You might not agree with them doing that. Maybe you had a loved one die of lung cancer, right? And maybe seeing that does kind of trigger you. But you yelling at them, hey, you should stop smoking. You know it's going to kill you. Like, okay. I mean, you're not wrong. But also, it's kind of savage to scream at someone that you don't know. Because when it comes down to it, that's their decision. That's affecting them. It's not really affecting you. But this is different. It is affecting you. So I don't buy the worry about yourself line for this one. I just don't.
Mm-hmm.
But it's awkward, though, at the same time. Like, I've been in these positions. I've been walking through Wegmans, and I see the person who's just, I'm the one who doesn't need to wear the mask. I'm just going to go and do my thing. And who knows? Maybe they honestly just forgot. Maybe they left it at home. Maybe they feel weird about that it's happening, too. But like I've shot the dirty look, right? I've given the dagger eyes to people that do that. I haven't said anything, but it's also well documented on this show. Like I'm a huge coward and I hate confrontation. So very against my character to do that.
Right.
But even me, someone who hates confrontation and doing this would be a nightmare. I think it should be okay. I think it's sensible.
I didn't really know where I was going to go with this. I didn't. And I really want it to be sensible. And I want it to be sensible in the most calming way possible without leading to an argument.
Yes.
The term calling someone out, I don't think has to be an aggressive way. I don't think it has to be mean. I just think it's like, hey, like, could you maybe put your mask on? But then again, you don't know what kind of person you're dealing with.
Yeah,
obviously,
I mean,
it's a stranger.
That's
they could blow up at you at any given moment.
That's a thing that...
And that's the fear of why I'm leaning maybe savage.
Really?
Like, I just don't know.
Nancy on Facebook saying, people are on edge as it is. You try to be a hero. You may get your butt kicked. I wear my mask and I worry about me. I stay home. That's me taking care of me. That is how I'm protecting you. And that's all well and fine. But again, it comes back to the longer people don't follow the rules, the longer this is going to last, the more it's going to affect everyone in every way humanly possible. Our kids not going back to school, the economy being in the dumps. Like, it affects everything. And I wish there was more accountability and a way to hold each other more accountable, because that's what it comes down to, right? And maybe that accountability is what gets someone who's on the fence of like, well, I don't really know if it works and I hate wearing it, but whatever, fine, I'll just do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, holding each other accountable. There's things in life and society that like, you know, don't drink and drive.
Right.
Same kind of deal. Are someone's hammered and they're getting in their car and you say, hey, maybe you shouldn't drive. They're going to say, mind your own business. Like, well, guess what? Now it's my business, because now you're on the road and you might be killing my loved one.
Yeah.
It's suddenly my business. You've made it my business.
Sure. It's like, where's the line?
Yeah.
Because what you're doing is directly affecting others.
Let it
Kristen went on Facebook to write a bunch of stuff that I'm not going to read all of it because it was way too long.
Okay. But what's the highlight reel here?
Yes. The tagline at the end, Kristen says, mask it or casket.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another thing, I did post a tutorial, if you will, of how to wear the mask.
Sure. Yes.
On all of our socials at 90PXY Rochester.
You just cover your face and your nose.
Naturally, people are upset about it. What else is new?
Here we go.
People are upset with nearly everything I do. But Keith is coming in hot saying, does Breezy have asthma or breathing problems? The answer to that question is no, but face shield is always an option as well.
Sure.
So I don't want to hear about the breathing problems. I understand that people have underlying health issues and medical problems that would make it less than comfortable for them to wear a mask. Understandable, totally, 100%, get a face shield. If anything, I prefer a face shield.
Yes,
there's ways to go around it. You're not helpless.
It's easier.
You're not.
It is. Yeah. If it helps at all, why don't we want to just try, right? Some more texts coming through. This texter, Savage, what about the medical conditions that make a mask more dangerous for someone? You have no idea what medically people are going through.
Like I just said.
There you go. Face shield. Boom. Do something. When you're sneezing and you're coughing and it's just out in the open and it's going all over the place, guess what? You're endangering everyone else. Karen weighing in. Karen, we have your back, by the way. The bad ones are Kimberly's on this show. She says, sensible, wear your mask. I wear it every day for 8 hours a day. If I can wear it for that long, you can wear it for an hour for shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Bravo. Let's grab this, Breeze. 222-9800. Paulina from SOTUS jumping in for today's Savage or Sensible, calling out someone in public for not wearing a mask or wearing one incorrectly. With bated breath, I ask, what do you think?
Well, because I work in the healthcare field, I don't think calling out is, you know, a term you could use.
Okay.
Educating them.
Okay, sure. Yeah. I guess it's whatever phrasing you want. When I say calling out, I don't necessarily mean like being
like attacking them,
being rude, but just bringing it up, right? Because as many people are pointing out on Facebook, like, mind your own business. There's plenty of things that fall into the category of minding your own business. Like, if someone's on the street corner smoking a cigarette, while I don't think that's a good idea and it's not something that I would do, I'm not going to, like, yell at them for it. That's their decision. It's affecting them, right?
Right.
This is different. This falls into the category of you not wearing a mask affects everyone else. I mean, you know this more than anyone as a healthcare worker.
Right. Well, I mean, what I normally do is if somebody comes into my office or I see somebody that's not wearing their mask properly, I will just kind of educate them a little bit as to how to properly wear the mask. Mm-hmm. What they do after that is their own business.
Okay.
I mean, I'm doing my part as a healthcare provider to make sure that they're educated.
What has the response been like?
It's been a little bit of yes, okay, thanks, and a little bit of leave me the heck alone.
Sure.
Okay.
So what this stems from is over the weekend I was out to restaurants and bars, and I saw a ton of people, like, they had the mask in hand, or they had the mask around their chin, like the old chin strap move.
Right.
But it's like, okay, like, you have the mask, but you're not, like, wearing it, so... I think like, the mask is there just in case, you know, someone that works at
the... In case they get called out.
At the restaurant is like, hey, can you put your mask on? Like, you should just automatically do it because you're up walking around. You're having a face-to-face conversation with the hostess. But, I mean, that's where this whole thing stems from. But it's like, as me, as a patron, like, am I sitting there eating my pancakes going to, like, flash over and be like, hey, put your mask on? Like, should I? Probably. Will I? I don't know. Like, am I concerned for my safety? Sure. Mm-hmm. Is it my place? Yeah.
I think.
Do I have the balls to do it?
Right.
Probably
yeah.
not. That's like, what, you know what I mean?
That's what it comes down to. No. I completely understand, because I completely 100% believe that you should be able to say something to someone. Again, don't do it in a confrontational way. And if they're going to give you some crazy pushback, like some of the freakouts that we've seen online, mm-hmm. you know, don't push it. But maybe that's the extra little thing that'll get someone to do it, right? I mean, what it comes down to is there's got to be at least the fear of being held accountable for not. Can we just instill that a little bit, maybe? Like, I'm the same boat with you, though, Breeze. Am I going to say something? I hate confrontation. This is the last thing I would want to do. But if I witnessed somebody else do it, I wouldn't be like, oh, that person's kind of a savage for doing that. I would actually probably clap quietly to myself.
But it's like, you also don't know who you're talking to or mm-hmm. who you're approaching. They could be a loose cannon and just absolutely flip out on you.
Well, no. I mean, the people that aren't wearing masks never flip out and go crazy.
So, I don't know. It's just... It's,
I don't know. Maybe
it's like, it's a safety issue, but also, like, you might be putting yourself in danger by even saying something in the first place, because people are, like, psychotic. So I don't know. I just don't know where to go with this.
I haven't really gotten any, like, psychotic responses from it. I guess I can kind of account that to my personality, maybe.
Yeah.
I have this kind of personality, and anybody that knows me will let you know that I can pretty much talk to anybody and smooth things over. The best mm-hmm. way
you're disarming, I think, is the word, right?
You're Gandhi.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, again, it is in how you approach it, because it's like, hey, idiot, wear a mask. That's probably not going to get anything done. But being like, hey, I'm an essential worker. I'm a healthcare worker. And I would love it if you would reconsider maybe your stance on wearing a mask to keep us all safe. Mm-hmm. You know, you do you, but I just wanted to throw that out there.
Sure.
And honestly, I think wearing the badge 98% of the time kind of helps with people understanding that I am an essential worker.
Right.
And I kind of have an idea of what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So please
kind of listen to me at least a little bit.
Sure. Makes sense. All right. Well, hey, thank you for checking in this morning. We do appreciate it. Thank you for all the hard work, by the way, too. Certainly showing a ton of love to you and all of your healthcare workers as well.
Thank you.
All right. You have a great one. Okay.
Bye.
Shelly from Canandaigua weighing in for today's Savage or Sensible, calling out someone in public for not wearing a mask or wearing one incorrectly. Shelly, what do you think?
I don't think it's savage. I think it's sensible. But if you don't want to do that or have confrontation, you can just cough next to them and you'd be surprised how quickly they put on the mask.
Is that your move?
Shelly, wow. Passive aggressive yet effective.
I love it.
It works. The first time it was by accident. The second time I did it just to see.
Yeah.
And it absolutely happened.
Really? Okay.
A social experiment conducted by Shelly.
We actually, we have this text too. If you have small children with you, this is also an option. This texter saying, you don't do it, have your kid do it. People don't yell at little kids for calling out grown adults for not doing the responsible thing that the child has to do too. Maybe that's the move.
There you go.
Yeah, there's ways around this, for sure.
Absolutely,
for sure.
Absolutely.
Shelly, pleasure as always. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Shelly.
Take care.
Bye.
Yep, bye.
Again, tons of comments on this one. You can go through. Please be respectful. Just be respectful. Don't name call. We can have differing opinions on things and not sink to that level, right? We can do that. Is that something we're capable of as a society? I hope.
I think I'm proceeding with caution.
Yeah, okay. Let's go to the poll, though. Again, this one was very, very close. Up at 98pxy.com. Can always vote for Savage or Sensible. Today, Savage or Sensible, calling out someone in public for not wearing a mask or wearing one incorrectly. Really close. 53% of the people voting say Sensible.
Wow. Really?
Again, I'd like to shout out to all the heroes that have the balls to do that. I probably don't.
No, that's not me. No, that's not me, Chief.
I trust me. As much as I wish I did, it's, yeah, no, it ain't me.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the Savage scale. More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.